Hey, podcasters, Clazy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, when did you come off second best with a machine?
We spoke to the godmother from Survivor.
I went to Bunnings.
And you get a sausage sizzle?
Yep.
And Kimber finds something racy for the family to watch.
Catch up with The Big Breakfast wherever you like. But hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition Norm Smith Medallion when you buy Schick Hydro Sense Refills.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Pick up some Schick Hydro Sense Refills from Chemist Warehouse. Do it this week to score yourself a limited edition Norm Smith Medallion. Chemist Warehouse, the house of finals.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
She watched it. She loved it. Kimber's net mix and chill.
Struggling to find something to watch? Kimber's your woman.
Oh, I have gotten hooked on the Ninja Warrior of the racing world, Hyperdrive. Okay, it's called Hyperdrive. Okay. It's a driving competition where drivers from around the world compete on this huge obstacle course for automotives. So you just basically amateur drivers, people bringing their car and going, I want to see what this baby can do.
Okay. So this is reality.
It's not reality TV.
It's not a drama, right?
Okay. It is reality TV. It is just people who have spent so much money on their hot rods and their cars that they can't, you know, run around at Scarborough. So they get to go on this obstacle course in a Ninja Warrior type fashion.
Okay.
Sweet.
Right? Now, it basically sounds pretty amazing.
Let's go, let's go, let's go! Wow! Hit that corner, baby! Woo! Oh, don't go back, don't go back!
Stay!
Whoa!
Woo! Okay, Diego's the man.
Hey, was that the Stig?
Now, that is how I react watching it. I'm like, oh, it's actually really engaging, even though at first glance it may appear a little bit blokey. It is a real blokes kind of TV show.
Are they policed?
But I loved it. Yeah, are they policed?
Are they policed?
Oh, no.
No.
There's none of that. This is just the most insane obstacle course you've ever seen. Imagine shipping containers, huge cranes, and they're just driving their cars. It's really insane.
So there is the threat that their beautiful hot rod could be badly damaged.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the drivers come from all backgrounds, and you really want them to succeed. It's not really a case of, oh, I hope they fall over on this. Mm. You actually want them to do well.
Right.
And they're coming from all different backgrounds, all amateurs. Some are just incredibly rich and can replace parts on their car at any time.
Yep.
Others are coming from somewhere else.
I work about 4 jobs, making sure that the lights stay on.
It's been a long road to get here.
When I sit behind the wheel, I'm not a mom, I'm not a wife. I'm a racer.
This is how we ride.
Now, the obstacle courses are fun. There's plenty of drifting. There's running cars at super high speed through tunnels with like 1-inch clearway on each side of the car.
Ooh.
And the course keeps changing. So you might have to overlook some of the American commentary style. It is a little bit, you know, with that, whoa,
sure.
whoa, you
yeah.
know, if you can get over that. And the
sure.
first ep, I must say, is the least impressive of the whole series.
Okay.
So the first ep, I just sort of went, oh, but if you push in, it gets better and better.
Always
you'll love
does.
It.
Yeah.
30-minute episodes, binge watching. I watched them back to back, 10 episodes.
Right.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Check it out now. It's called Hyperdrive.
Ah. So the last guy, he was the poor and the furious, was he?
Yeah.
Working 4 jobs.
It's so amazing. Okay. Some of them will just drive
so
with
passion.
Their car completely fallen apart.
Good.
It's really fun.
I can't even get out of our car park without damaging my vehicle.
You want to see the way some of the women drive these cars.
Oh, I've
they
seen it. Don't you
charts.
Worry.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
This is what happened in Survivor last night.
19th person voted out of Australian Survivor, 6th member of our jury. Janine, the tribe has spoken.
I have.
Survivor continues. It is I read an article yesterday talking about the most controversial Australian Survivor series ever. A lot of people have been watching this show, this series, going, this has stepped up a notch.
Well, I must say I've never watched any of the Australian Survivors before, and this season has had me watching every single ep. It's so engaging.
It's not often that you guys, that we all watch the same show. I haven't been watching it, but you two are absolutely engrossed by it.
Every time I watch this show, I go, oh, there's so much going on, but I go, I think about how much weight I'd lose on that damn island. It happens to so many of them as well. But ladies and gentlemen, coconut overload, countless blind sightings, immunity and reward challenges, painful and at times ridiculous. Janine Ellis, they called her the godmother, has been eliminated. Janine, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Janine, thank you for the way you played the game. The strategy play in this season has made the show so watchable. Now, despite not winning, are you impressed by the way the players blindsided you? Because you were tough to get.
Oh, look, I loved it. I thought, you know, I think David summed it up where, you know, if you want to go out, you want to go out as a blindside.
Mm.
So, no, it was great. And, I, you know, you take your hat off to it because for me it was always a game. And, you know, you really appreciate the good gamesmanship of some of the players. And, you know, I was playing hard, they were playing hard, and good on them, they got me.
And Janine, no doubt you've seen what you thought were all the personality types in your business life through negotiations and whatnot, but did you learn anything over this time that you'll take into the next chapter of your life?
Look, I learned that digital and computers are not more important than the people around me. I think that was one of the biggest things. And in actual fact, the fact that there, you know, what happens is, you know, when there's a gap in conversation or gap in your life, the first thing you do is pick up your phone if you want to fill it. I think it's what I learnt was without that phone or that technology or the computer, there's amazing what happens in the space. And, you know, whether it's conversation or whether it's in your own brain or... So I think that was probably my big takeout, that that digital detox was gold.
Mm.
What about the godmother? I mean, you could tell that you were reluctant when they first threw that at you, and then it felt like you got a bit fond of that, Janine, that title, that moniker they were throwing at you.
Oh, look, it was really interesting because the reason he threw the godmother at me was purely to take the deflection off him.
Of course.
And which is good on him, right? But I think the but you know, I think be someone instead of no one. You know, I'd rather have a character in a show than just be a no name or a non player. So I, you know, it was good fun. You know, it's a character. You know, you've got the smiling assassin, you've got the cockroach, you've got, you know, it's nice to be a character in a play. So I think it's really funny. And because it's a game, it's just you take it for what it is. You don't take it all too seriously.
Oh, of course. Well, they called you the godmother. You mentioned the smiling assassin. What about the Sicilian, Pia?
She's a ripper.
Yeah, she's a gem, isn't she?
Oh, my God. Like, she was my... If you want a love story, you know, she was my love story in this game. You know, she was the one that, you know, I slept with every night. She was the one that we plotted and planned. And she was also my moral compass. So she was the one that I would never lie to, that I would support her to the end. So for me, she was always the one that I was, you know, going to, you know, take to the end if I could.
Well, Pia's also been responsible for getting some pretty big players out of the game. Who do you want to see win?
Oh, look, I have to say Pia. I mean, she was, you know, if I wasn't going to win, I'm hoping it's her because, you know, once she played, as everyone on the game, you know, there is social, there's physical, there's strategy, but she was the best social player by miles. You know, the way that she could, you know, she'd get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and speak to them over the fire. She would go into the water. She played very well. And she also played under the radar, which, you know, kept her in the game and kept her there for a long time. So, yeah, she was one that I think played an excellent game.
And Janine, you got some pretty tasty reward challenges a couple of times throughout, but what was it like after 6-odd weeks in there to get that first feed where you knew you were going to get another feed after?
Oh, look, it's interesting, the body. It actually goes into starvation mode. So it does see food. It's ravenous. So I came out of Survivor eating and swearing like a truck driver. But, you know, I got pretty skinny in there, that was a bit of a shock to me. But it was good.
Ah, get a couple of boost juices, get your vitamins back in, you'll be right.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seriously.
I'll tell you what, you look at Baden, you didn't look skinny. You're all good. This is a very narrow man. Hey, Janine, all the best.
Thanks, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Now, we know that tradespeople build our nation.
Yeah, don't they?
To all our tradies out there today, I hope you're enjoying this beautiful day. I hope you've got your sunscreen on.
Hope you got some work.
I got some work and you're being careful because tradies work with things that are dangerous, right?
Very tools, risky.
Very risky. You've got to keep your wits about you. And one young fella on the East Coast has unfortunately come off second best, as you often do with a machine, when he got his... How's your father? Caught up in a sander, a machine sander.
You mean
belt sander.
Plums and snag.
Yeah, meat and two veg. It's, look, we got some terrible audio of it.
Do we have to, Not really him, right?
Now, he's okay. He's okay. And he says it's never looked smoother.
I bet it's stripped the skin, the poor thing.
It may have done. He'll never have to wax again. And of course, we saw with our very own Captain Paul what happens when you are an idiot.
I was going to say that.
Around a drill, only drilled through his hand.
Yeah, don't hold the piece in your hand as you drill through it. Usually put it on a workbench
or
in a vice.
The hand is not in and of itself a Black & Decker workbench.
No, and it's not the bottom of a lathe either, is it?
Yes. Mm. So we want to hear your stories this morning about when you came off second with the machine. And we'd prefer it if it all turned out okay in the end.
Yeah.
That's make the call yourself. That's a much better situation. Yeah. My granddad had no little finger, because he got it caught in, I don't know exactly what type of machine it was, but basically two blades going in opposite directions.
Okay.
And so his finger got down the middle of it, and it did such a nice cut, though.
Did it?
Like a real good,
clean.
Like straight down to the first knuckle and just a real clean knob.
Is that what
he had?
I've always thought that about you.
A little nub for a finger.
Yeah.
Nub.
Fingers Cahill.
That sounds like that James Franco movie where he's stuck in the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a clean
cut. This was a much cleaner cut.
Cut his arm off, didn't he?
Okay.
Yeah, that was like hacking through it.
Yeah, that's right.
133353. Tell us when you've come off second best to a machine.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
A tradie's been hospitalised and he got his gear caught somewhere very, very painful.
Yeah, in a belt sander. Fortunately, he is recovering at home and everything seems to be working and in order.
I've just got one question though.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he wearing pants?
Well, he wasn't naked.
How do you get your bits caught in a belt sander?
Well, grabbed hold of the denim, I think, and the jeans.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, your Levi's is tough, but they're not that tough.
Okay,
the Cowboys weren't expecting to get caught up in a belt sander.
Imagine having your bits sanded. It sounds like something someone would pay for, but just in word.
Yeah. Yes. We want to know if you've come off second best with a machine. 133353. Mo in Mount Helena, what did you do?
Got my arm in my younger days caught in a milking machine.
Oh, what?
Torn off. So I was just hanging on by the skin.
Oh, dear.
What's a milking machine kind of do? Like, what's the action? Is it a pulling action?
It's a vacuum pump and it's low geared. So one motor's running fast.
Yep.
One motor's running, gearbox is running slower. So the shaft in those days, things weren't, safety wasn't covered up and stuff.
Sure.
The wind blew my jacket over the belt and tore me into the motor. And twisted my arm right off till it was hanging on by the skin.
So, Mo, that sounds awful. What was the outcome?
No, it's all good. The doctor asked me, do you want it on or off? And I said, I want it on.
Oh, right.
What a weird question.
Do you want it on
or off? And you said on.
And that's when you've got to make those decisions at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, things pretty relaxed in New Zealand medical fraternity there, Mo. Is it? You want it on or off?
Yeah, are you going to need this, Mo? Do you need an arm or are you good without? I think I'll need it, mate. Wow.
You have to make those decisions as a young kid.
Yeah. Oh,
and it works perfectly.
So a bit of microsurgery, yeah.
Yeah, snapped my shoulder blade and shoulder and all that and arm tore my muscles off. But it's a few percent weaker than my right, but it's good as gold now.
That's incredible that it works.
Wow. And Mo, would you have rather have gone through that or got your plum stuck in a sander?
Rather got my finger stuck in a little sander or something.
Yeah, I think that would have been.
Yeah, but not your plums. Kimber was talking about the ghoulies.
Thanks, Mo. You're okay.
Oh, yeah, no, too right.
What an incredible thing that they can do. The stuff they can do with medical science. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Gerraween. Gail, when did you come off second best with a machine?
G'day, guys. Yeah, I decided to do a spring clean with my plastic furniture and all that because the spider webs and what have you.
Mm.
Got out the old Bunnings high pressure cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
Doing really well.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I lost track of what I was doing and the high pressure cleaner went straight across my hand. My skin.
No.
Sort of thing. And I said a few foul words.
Bet you did.
And then I had to pat it all back into place and it hurt for quite a few days after.
And that's the problem, Gail, isn't it? Because once you've done a small bit, you've then got to do the whole hand.
Don't want a dirty part.
Oh, Gail.
I'm too scared to touch high pressure cleaners now.
It's so easy to do, Gail. I've done it. I love the pressure cleaner. I use it a lot. But there have been times where I've looked at all the dirt on my feet and I've accidentally, without thinking, just hosed over my foot.
Oh, yeah, that's high pressure.
And it is excruciatingly painful.
Burns, yeah.
Did you cut your skin off?
Oh, no, I didn't, thank goodness. But when I did it, I thought, you idiot. Like, you didn't even think that through. It just happened instantly.
Well, it does. It's not concentrating.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, Gail. I'm glad you're okay. And that's the point I was making earlier about Bunnings. It's full of things that people like me should not be allowed near.
Gail, if you we did have Bunnings Boy earlier talking about his purchase. If you need another high-pressure spray, then go to Matt's place. He's got three in the garage.
Okay, not a problem.
Well, good on you, Gail.
We're glad you're okay now, Gail.
Enjoy your day.
You too. Gail of Girraween with the high-pressure spray. Not good.
Oh.
I do love the satisfaction I get from a high-pressure cleaner, though.
You do.
I bet.
It's so good.
You are a worry.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Yeah, so I have to do this break in this voice because on the weekend I did myself a Bunnings run, didn't I? I do love Bunnings. But really, I'm out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, not your thing.
Look, no, I love it. Yeah. It's like being in a toy shop, but I might as well be at the controls of a 747.
Did you get a sausage sizzle?
Well, of course.
First thing I thought of.
Yeah, 98% of their stock, I have no idea what I would do with it.
Right, yeah.
But I somehow have to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Snow shovel. Yeah, why not? Good to have.
Got one of those just in case.
Yeah, it's like you're preparing for the apocalypse.
Probably won't need it today, though.
No, it's just that apocalypse has a sausage sizzle and has a sort of slightly passive-aggressive older Australian checking your dockets.
Sure. I get the digital ones.
Yeah, absolutely. But if I am honest with myself, the reason I go to Bunnings, the only reason, is to get in touch with my maleness.
Oh, really?
Since I moved in with T, the garage is full of kind of semi-lethal hardware that I'll never use.
Some purchases, all purchases you've made.
Oh, yeah, I can't help myself. Oh, you know, wow. Chainsaw, sure, why not? I need that. I'm the reason that China's economy is booming. I do try and support my local hardware store for the small things that will... You know, like a paintbrush.
Yeah, self-tapping screws.
To get a key cut.
Yeah.
The things that'll only cause a small amount of damage.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like when I had that part-time job helping that bloke who was renovating and he kind of left me alone in a room, which was a mistake, and gave me one instruction because he gave me some acrylic paint and a paintbrush and said, you know, just start on this room.
Yeah.
And that was foolish.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as I've told you, I painted the walls.
Painted the walls with acrylic paint.
With acrylic. Mm. Yeah. So that he wasn't very happy with that.
No.
The staff at Bunnings are lovely.
It's actually really funny.
But they do. I know I have that face that they run away from.
Oh, right.
Because I'm definitely going to ask them a question.
A series of follow-up questions.
And you know how there's like 24 aisles or 48 aisles and you can sort of see them as you're walking. You know, you're trying to chase them and find them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are truly lovely. Hang on a minute. Oh, yeah, because you see them helping. All your manners go out the window.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I can see them. They're helping somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know that they're about to walk off and go and get that thing for that person.
You get impatient.
Well, I do, and I always go, sorry, just a quick one. But it's never a quick one.
Or you stand too close to them so that they know they can't get away.
And if you were going to say, oh, okay, sorry, just a quick one, where are the light bulbs, aisle 24, wicked,
that is a quick one. Yeah.
That would be a quick one.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works at Bunnings.
Yeah, you're right.
Because everyone needs to be validated.
Yeah, true.
Everyone needs to tell the person who's working at Bunnings what they're doing with their DIY project.
Do you think maybe on your forehead you've got in acrylic paint? I've got no idea.
Definitely. They go, oh, God, go have a light bulb. Oh, aisle 24. Oh, thanks. Because, you know, what I'm trying to do is, you know, trying to create a warm atmosphere in a room. And yes, it's got some natural light, but I want to augment that wanted something a little bit more. Anyway, I got my sausage.
Oh, well done.
Matt's World.
Yes, he's a worry.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Will you take a quick buck or will you trust us?
Do you trust them?
Mix 94.5's Trust Us, You'll Love It with ABC Blinds.
Without messing around this morning, we're going straight to Waterford. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, my three amigos. How are you?
Hello,
very,
Joe.
Very, very good.
The three amigos.
Joe, what in life, are you a very trusting person usually?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
That's a lovely trait, Joe. Well, you know, in this game, we have this thing on the horizon that might be just super wonderful that you could win, right? If you trust us that it's a great thing, or you cannot trust us, take some cold hard cash and get on with the rest of your life.
Mm. Any guesses, Joe, what you think the thing might be, what you can trust us with?
I'm thinking it's going to be a huge amount of cash, maybe 10,000.
Oh, hello. You reckon we're going instant cash and then a big pile of cash?
Actually, no one said that so far, Joe. That's an interesting way of thinking about it.
Okay. Well,
you know, we're not much help because they won't tell us.
They won't tell us. But it, to be fair, we do walk around the city with that oversized $10,000 check
quite
a lot.
We do. Yeah.
Different comp. Yeah. It's just
funny,
to confuse people.
The game's called Trust Us, You'll Love It, but they don't trust us here at work.
No. All right, Joe. Well, like, step into our office. We'd love to have a chat with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck, Joe.
Okay, Joe, I got enough. You can't refuse.
$200 straight off the bat.
Oh, from the Godfather.
From the Godfather.
Oh, right.
No, Godfather, I'm going to have to trust you.
Wow.
Oh, the $200 doesn't entice you, Joe.
I thought that was going to be it.
Oh, no, she's trusting. She's trusting the family.
Hey, you got any more, Kimber?
I'll go to 260, Joe.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
I mean, you might not win that other thing. You can trust us. I mean, it could be a big pile of cash. We don't know. But you are going into a draw for it.
She's
or
got plenty of money. Kimber's the one in The Godfather married to Al Pacino.
$260 bucks right now.
Yeah, plenty of cash.
No, I'm going to trust it.
Joe, really?
One from the three amigos. Yes,
yeah. Ah, you're trusting your three amigos.
All right, let's call it. She's trusting us.
Yeah, that was
That's
our
it.
Limit. Yes.
That is your amount, Joe. You've trusted the team here.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Ah, in the draw. Wow. Good luck, Joe.
I hope
it's a big pile of cash. That'll be fun.
I do. And thank you for trusting us, Joe.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Anytime.
Beautiful. Have a lovely day.
Have a good day.
There's Joe.
All right.
There.
In the draw.
Yeah, I feel a great sense of responsibility here.
There's a lot of people knocking back cash.
There is.
Yeah, they won't let us down. I know it's going to be a good prize.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah!
Day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. That's a really good news read, but here's what the news missed.
The internet.
Mm. Can't trust it.
No, you can't. I mean, look, it sort of embodies everything that's good and bad about life. Mm.
Yeah, pretty much.
True. You know, it's got some wonderful things. It's got some crap things.
Yep.
The YouTube tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it.
Yep.
From everything from how to install a downlight to how to play the lead break in Sultans of Swing.
All right.
Do you nail it now?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, the internet will tell you how to spell Mark Knopfler's name too.
It will, yes.
Knopfler.
And it also tells you how to not say my surname. Matthew Dyke-Tynski.
That's it. I like that one.
But there's a current tutorial which has had millions of hits, and it's led to the medical fraternity urging men to stop doing what it says on the tutorial.
Oh, no.
Doctors are urging men to stop rubbing toothpaste on their genitals.
Well, the fluoride in Colgate Fluoride gets into the enamel surface like liquid gets into chalk to make teeth really tough.
Ooh, Mrs. Marsh.
Wow, why are they
doing that? Well, apparently, and this is not true according to doctors, but apparently it makes you last longer in the boudoir.
Oh, okay.
And keep you firmer.
Oh.
Right.
So, you know, obviously men are obsessed with their downstairs area.
Oh, yeah.
And if you see something, you know, that says, hey, don't worry about the various medications that are out there.
Mm.
Very cheap. Rub a bit of this.
Bit of that.
Down there. And
oh. Some fluoride
you'll
on
be
it.
Absolutely fine.
And don't worry about your partners at all. Zero consideration for who has to deal with this toothpaste.
Well, yes, but you will have a fresh minty taste.
Well, you will.
Which is wonderful.
Or
a ring of confidence, as we say.
Knock yourself out.
Sting a little bit.
Well, this is what doctors are saying.
Yeah.
A, you've got peppermint oils, which, okay, might sting, but probably isn't harmful.
Mm.
But a lot of them these days have got bleach in them.
Yeah, they have.
Because
yeah.
Everyone's obsessed with having Warnie's teeth.
Yeah.
Actually, is that such a bad idea, the bleaching?
Yeah. And, of course, as Kimber quite rightly alludes to, the concern is that the bauxite, basically, you know that
right.
Crunchy bit
yeah.
in toothpaste?
Yep.
That's alumina. That's what we turn into aluminium.
Yeah, we put that in our mouths and swallow
part. Yeah, right. And that can cause a bit of irritation for your partner.
Yeah,
excellent.
Not good.
Excellent. Good sharing.
So, community service announcement.
Yeah.
Maybe keep your toothpaste for your oral hygiene.
Keep it in your mouth.
Keep it in your mouth.
Well done. Mrs. Marsh, you brought back some memories there. Let's
someone out there is going to try it just because they heard it.
Oh, don't. I am in about 3 hours.
Actually, you brush your teeth every morning. Where else are you putting it?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
You guys know that my beloved wife was in hospital on the weekend.
Yes.
And she's all good. She's okay. But on the mend. But I did make a little visit on Sunday to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hospitals are strange rabbit warren places. And
yes.
Sometimes they're long. This one's got really long, sprawling aisles where you have to try and find the doors and find the different wards.
Oh, I feel like they all have that. You could end up in theatre in just a moment without realising.
When you're on your own, it can be quite creepy, can't it?
Oh, yeah. The other night when I was leaving, it was 9 o'clock at night. It was quite odd because there was no one around.
No.
It was really bizarre. But there was a moment on Sunday when I was in this hospital and I was walking along and I hear, excuse me, turning right, excuse me. And I'm thinking, this is not an orderly with a gurney.
No.
It was just a really odd kind of voice. And I turn around to see the weirdest robot, which basically is a glorified trolley robot behind me with some supplies on it for the ward that I was walking into.
Really?
But it's just walking the streets. It's just rolling through the alley. Wow.
And it uses the lift as well.
No.
Now, it must be some kind of remote thing with the lift. Like, how does the lift know when to stop? So it's obviously all synced up.
Oh, it doesn't like have like an arm that comes out
it
and pushes the button and then goes, I wanted floor one.
I wish it had a robot arm. Now, it wasn't quite, you know, the sexy Sophia, the robot.
My AI is designed around human values like wisdom, kindness, compassion.
I think we all want to believe you, but we also want to prevent a bad future.
Don't worry. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
So I did the right thing and I was nice to this robot in the hospital.
Really? Yes.
I stepped out of the way.
Yes.
And it said, thank you.
No.
It's so bizarre.
It creeps me out.
I know. And some of the nurses at the nursing station are going, what's the robot doing on that side? It's not meant to go. So I don't know if it was a malfunction
robot.
It was on the wrong side, the wrong aisle.
Oh.
But it was dropping things off and picking things up. Mind you, there'd be someone out of work because of that, wouldn't
yes,
there?
Yeah, I'm
maybe
thinking
several.
That sounds like it should be a job for a human.
So they're popping on some bandages and some toilet paper onto this thing, and it's dropping off some medicine and the like, medicine of which it will never take because it's
a
robot.
It's hard, isn't it? Because that's kind of well cool. But even I went to the TED Talks on the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of those things, those great bits of technology, are basically putting a lot of people out of work.
They are.
Did you see the bricklayer one? Was that
who
was talking? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is amazing to watch.
A robot that can lay a house in half a day.
It's a great Today Tonight story.
This takes one me that, 3 nights.
The one at the hospital might be able to carry a few toilet rolls and things like that. But like how far are we from it like putting an injection in your arm and going, oh, I'll just give you this IV and
Well, that was the thing. After a while I was waiting for Laurie to come from surgery. I'm going, is she coming on a robot?
Imagine that.
Could you imagine it?
You are doing fine.
Wife delivery. Wife delivery. Danger. Danger.
How about them Eagles?
Have a chat with them about the footy.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
I want to ride my bicycle.
What a beautiful Perth day to go for a bike ride today.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine cycling around the river, perhaps, I don't know, Dalkeith, Nedlands way.
Jutland Parade there.
Oh, beautiful.
Great spot to go. Just mind the signs.
Don't talk.
mind the signs that say don't talk in this area, basically.
Yeah, one of our very expensive western suburbs, of course, there in sort of Dalkeith's Riverfront Roads, suburbs that we'd love to be riding a bike through on a 24-degree Perth day. People doing that have been told to shut up and stop annoying the locals after a series of signs were installed along those roads.
Yes, yeah. They read, cyclists, please be quiet in residential areas.
Yeah, they were put up by administrative staff at the City of Nedlands last week. Apparently, for many, many years, the locals have been complaining that people go past in the morning for their jog or for their ride and they talk too loudly to one another, shout out to one another, conversations that can be heard by the locals.
Oh, it's most annoying when you're trying to count your money and you get distracted by someone yelling something out.
Don't you pay someone to get your money when you're
Oh, yeah.
I've got to say, if it's a Peloton, though, and there's 20 or 30 or 40 riders all at once, you know, like pretending it's the Tour de France, then they can be quite loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, it only takes a couple of people. I mean, if you go out exercising early in the morning, then if you're there with a friend and you're having a little catch-up, it's all right that you're awake, but it doesn't mean that everyone else is.
Yeah, but really?
Really? You know, are you erring on the side of supporting the cyclists?
I mean, look, there are so many things that I could say about this.
Yeah.
One is, you know, the Peloton kind of thing does. I don't know why I'm prejudicial against it anyway.
Disturbs you a bit.
But it just, you know, fair play to you where you like her and get out there. But really, the sound of talking annoys you so much that the councillor's prepared to put signs up?
This reminds me of the Jacob's Ladder thing that came up a few years ago. You know, there's people who live not far from Kings Park there on Mount Street, and the Jacob's Ladder was so noisy because a lot of trainers were taking their clients there to train them up and down the ladder.
See, I would find that more annoying than hearing a PT going, come on,
give me 20.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. But I used to do a boot camp out in, like, Osborne Park. We had an oval there, and we had a guy come over one morning because he just got sick of hearing us train. He came over with a baseball bat.
Oh, right.
And we were all like,
what, you wanted a game?
I mean, at that time in the morning, I guess people are really easily irritated.
Did he say, g'day, I'm from the council?
Was his name Slugger?
No, it was a big mistake, though, because the PT at the boot camp was a police officer.
Put down that weapon,
son.
She
had a day job.
Ah, right. I mean,
all right for some, you know, because there are plenty of suburbs that deal with noises like, I don't know, burnouts and police choppers that are slightly more disturbing than, hey, what did you do last night?
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with being courteous, right? If you can't be courteous of your own accord, that's when the council has to step in and give you signs. If we were all just being thoughtful to one another, we wouldn't have to be disciplined all the time.
I wouldn't imagine if you're in a Peloton, you might be raising your voice slightly so you can hear each other. Your helmet's on and you've got the sound of the bikes and that going on. But, you know, are they really that loud?
Well, why can't we all just get along?
Because they make more noise when they get to the local cafe and you hear the clip-clop, clip-clop. Yes. They're all getting their coffee orders at the same time.
Yeah, I know some people have been saying, they said in it too, why not truck drivers or car drivers that are making more noise than cyclists? And I guess because we can't stop the noise of cars and trucks, right? But people can be quiet.
Yeah, they can.
There we go. I think we've solved the problem there. No, we haven't.
I don't think we've done anything.
Matt's going to go down there on a bike all of a sudden.
Don't take your baseball bat, whatever you do.
Now you've caught up with the Big Breakfast, but hurry into Chemist Warehouse this week to pick up a limited edition Norm Smith medallion when you buy Schick Hydro Sense refills.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.